Suddenly he realized what he had been seeking all those years. It was as if an inner light had made everything clear. Now, as the enlightened one, the Buddha, he went out to proclaim his discovery to all men. It wasn't long before he found like-minded people who were soon convinced that he had found a way out of human suffering. And because these followers admired the Buddha, they formed what we would call an order of monks and nuns. This order lived on after his death, and still exists today in many Eastern countries. You can recognize its members by their yellow robes and their austere way of life. I imagine that you'd like to know exactly what happened to Gotama as he sat under that fig tree, the tree of enlightenment, as it became known, that took away his doubts and brought him inner peace. But if you want me to try and explain it, you will have to do some hard thinking, too. After all, Gotama spent 6 whole years thinking about this and nothing else.